Weekly Word, March 1, 2019. Believe and perceive. Or is it perceive and believe? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Well, Aristotle, who died in 322 BC, took the easy way out, concluding that both the chicken and the egg must have always existed. Well, that question remains a mystery to some, but as followers of Christ, we know it was the chicken. We're told so in Genesis. We're also told in Acts 15:31 that when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be saved. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that we then become a new creation in Christ. And as a new creation in Christ, God wants us to begin perceiving life as He does. The definition of perception is a particular way of considering something, a point of view, an attitude toward, or way of regarding something. To think about a situation or problem in a wise and reasonable way. Romans 12:2 tells us to not conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, the way we think. Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will for our lives. He wants us to have His attitude toward the events of our lives. He says in James 1:3-4 to consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider means to think carefully about something, to believe. We are to think carefully about what God says about our attitude toward the trials in our lives. Before we become new creations, it is our human nature to try to avoid all problems and trials. And when they come at us anyway, we quickly start trying to get out of them or question why we have them. No sane person sits around wishing that they had a trial or a problem, but we're told clearly by Jesus Christ Himself in John 16:33 that in this world we're going to have trouble. And then He says, take heart, I have overcome the world. And Peter tells us in his first letter, chapter 4, verse 12, to not be surprised at the fiery trial we're going through. It comes upon us to test us. It's not as though some strange thing were happening to us. It's called life. When we begin to realize that God is transforming our minds, our whole perception of life changes. We begin to have an eternal perception. We don't just say that we have faith in God. Our lives begin to show, to reflect our faith. People can see it. We begin to understand in our spirit that faith is confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see, just as we're told in Hebrews 11:1. People can see the peace in our lives, the peace that transcends all understanding as God guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, the Lord says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And then when trials come, and they will, if you're not going through one now, you will, or someone you know or love is going through them. We're told what to do. We're told to comfort them with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. We're told to do that in 2 Corinthians 1:4. So what we are to do when we face trials in James 1:3-4, we're told to consider it pure joy. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Well, it would be crazy if we were just sitting around wishing for trials and problems. But it would be just as crazy or crazier if we didn't accept the fact that we're going to have them. So when we do, God tells us exactly how to handle them. He wants us to have a radical attitude. God's goal for our lives is for us to be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I love His goal. The question is, how do we achieve our part of that goal? We do it by persevering. He tells us exactly how He's going to accomplish His goal for our life. He says, you consider, you think about what's happening. He's using the trials in our lives to test our faith in Him. And He says, we are to persevere. I love this definition of persevere. It means to continue in a course of action, even in the face of difficulty or with little or no prospect of success. Well, isn't that what faith is? We can't see how what we're hoping for can possibly happen, but we're confident in our God to bring about His will for our lives when we persevere. So we're to keep on keeping on as our faith in Him is being tested. In John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. I so want Him to know how much I love Him, and I know you do too. So this week, let's be intentional. When we have problems, when we begin to worry, when things seem hopeless, let's be intentional in remembering His words to us, to pray, to persevere, so that He can give us His peace, that peace that's beyond our understanding. We first believe, then we can perceive. Gotta go. Love you.